Welcome to this portion of Vocal Point. I'm Jerry Newcomb, and right now our guest is Dr. Judith Reisman, who is a noted author and also professor. And in fact, her website is Dr. Judith Reisman, R-E-I-S-M-A-N.com. She's basically known best for her very strong criticisms, justifiable criticisms of Alfred Kinsey, who was the father of the whole sexual revolution. And Dr. Reisman's work basically shows that Kinsey was a fraud. And in fact, one of her books is called Kinsey, Crimes and Consequences. Another one of her books is called Stolen Honor, Stolen Innocence. Now, here's what I want to do on this portion of the program. I really want to talk about this recent phenomenon where you have all these powerful men who've been accused of sexual scandals, and there's so many accusers coming out of the woodworks, and we're seeing, wow, how the mighty have fallen. But here's my question for you, Dr. Reisman, because I know you know this stuff so well. Kinsey had a disciple in the person of Hugh Hefner. And when Hugh Hefner died September 27th, 2017, just within a week or so, October 5, 2017, I looked all this up in the New York Times. They had the big article exposing Harvey Weinstein and all these allegations against him. And since that time, like many dominoes, all these prominent household names have fallen because of these accusations. Is there any kind of link between the death of Hugh Hefner and this, scandal, which apparently has been going on for years with all these different men being exposed?
Well, yes. It's hardly a surprise. In 1948, Kinsey wrote his first or published his first big blockbuster called Sexual Behavior in the Human Male. Well, there was one human male who read at least the excerpts, who knows, of that book, because Kinsey claimed that everybody had believed that their parents were noble and virtuous, that they hadn't had, promiscuous sex and so on. But he revealed the truth, he said was the truth, that those parents, which would be your great-grandparents at this point in time, were all massively hypocritical. They were sexually perverse. They were having sex with the same sex, with the opposite sex, and so on and so on. And they just were lying to you all this time. They were hypocrites. And the man who read that material, who changed the world for pornography, he was Hugh Hefner. He read it when he was in college. He wrote his thesis in college about Kinsey, saying we have to change all of our sex laws because Kinsey proved all these things. And he radicalized a guy who was, at the time, Jerry, like most kind guys, college guys in particular, he was a virgin at 22. He was a nice, upright guy,
Hefner,
and he said,
Hugh Hefner.
Oh, everybody's been lying to me. I am going to be, quote, Kinsey's pamphleteer, end quote.
Wow. It's so interesting. And he grew up in a Christian home, I understand. Hugh Hefner did. And then I think you've even said in previous discussions about this, he felt as if the scales fell off of his eyes while reading Kinsey. And by the way, we're not going to focus on Kinsey, but let me just say this real fast. You have pointed out in your research over and over and over that Kinsey's research is exceedingly flawed because, number one, he relied a lot on college students and their proclivities, and that's exceptional or different. Number two, he relied a lot on loose women of the night, as if they represented the, sexual habits and activities of average people. And number three, he did the same with prisoners. So in other words, let's go ahead and examine what happens in prisons. Oh, see, this is what happens throughout the country, in secret in people's bedrooms. So his research is exceedingly flawed, and I would refer anybody to drjudithreisman.com for more information on that. But let's continue to focus on Hefner.
Yes, because understand, he said also, Kinsey said, he had 1,400 sex offenders. And of those, lots had offended against children. By the way, he didn't have too many college guys, you know.
Oh, okay.
And so Kinsey then said all these things. Has he believed those things? And so it was not surprising that from the very beginning, when he started his pamphleteering, which was Playboy magazine, yeah, in 1953, December 1953 was the first issue. When he started that, he focused on all kinds of areas that were important to Kinsey. They became important to him, and he, one of those areas, of course, was child adult sex. He started promoting child adult sex in the 1950s, Hefner did, because Kinsey, of course, had been pushing child adult sex himself. So did our boy. And look, most of your guys, you know, those fellows who directed those films, those fellows who produced those films, those fellows who acted in those films, and the women who acted in the films, everybody really was influenced by Kinsey in those years, and it spread, of course. We're now into almost four generations, and that includes three generations of Hefner and his ilk, and the kinds of things that he was propagandizing. So it's not surprising that that what Polanski did, Roman Polanski, mm-hmm. Was being done by scores of others and has still being acted out by them because they believed it, like Hefner. They believed it, and they continued to act it out in their own lives.
Now, obviously, a lot of these accusations involving, you know, let's say, Harvey Weinstein, by the way, more than 80 accusers, Mark Halperin, Dustin Hoffman, Steven Seagal. Again, these are accusations. Louis C.K.,
yeah.
Even senatorial candidate Roy Moore. I've personally interviewed him and I'm shocked by all this. Senator Al Franken, Garrison Keillor. By the way, it's not proven in all these cases, including Roy Moore's case. Charlie Rose, Matt Lauer, Tavis Smiley, who is suing PBS for firing him in relation to this. James Levine, the great musical conductor. Kevin Spacey. I mean, these are really powerful men. I guess the question is, did somehow the Hugh Hefner and the acceptance of Hugh Hefner and the acceptance of the whole Playboy mentality, did it somehow say, well, you know, what consenting adults do is okay, and then it turns out after he dies, all these accusations start coming out. Maybe what people took as supposedly consenting wasn't necessarily consensual, if that makes sense.
Yeah, sure, but these women, you see, who are lodging the complaints, like Meryl Streep, you know, the rest of these folks, it's fascinating. They get to a certain point where they thought, they believed that they could engage in these sexual activities, that the activities these guys were behaving, you know, this way, that this was all normal, that they could handle it, yeah? A lot of these women made their way up the ladder, you know, improperly, one might say, because they also believed in the Hefner claims.
Anything goes.
Push came to shove. This sexual revolution has not been good for us, Jerry.
Amen.
You know, people are hurting badly. Really badly. Not badly enough, though, you know, so that recently there's a film that's being produced that's going to supposedly win awards, Call Me By Your Name, which involves an adult man sexually assaulting a younger guy, a teenager. And that's been getting rapturous, you know, accolades about from The Atlantic, from The New Yorker, celebrating this beautiful relationship between this man and this boy. And that's one of my big complaints that I've been making, of course, all along, is that the gals who are complaining about being abused by these gentlemen, if I may be so bold, you know, haven't taken any position on all the boys who are established as being abused and committing suicide in this business by, you know, by males.
Wow, that's a very, very good point. But, you know, at the end of the day, Judith, this is my Father's world. God's word says this, do not be deceived. God is not mocked.
Yeah.
Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he also reap. And that principle, I mean, even non-Christian people sometimes will understand and agree to some degree with that concept. They'll maybe use the phrase or the word karma, but it's still the same idea. What goes around comes around, and so there's consequences. In fact, I use a phrase that I coined that goes like this, Playboy ethics, Puritan consequences, because this is God's world, and we have to live with the consequences of wrong choices.
That's extraordinary. I love that. Playboy ethics.
Puritan consequences.
Puritan consequences. Because the Puritans or our Judeo-Christian belief system laid out standards that protected people, we protected each other from exploiter and being exploited. We said, you cannot do these things. Follow the law, follow your moral compass. And the moral compass said, you cannot engage in promiscuous sex without having consequences. You cannot have open marriage without consequences. The consequences will be felt in terms of abortion, in terms of venereal disease, in terms of betrayal. And most important, these women are sort of, whether they're saying it or not, they are collectively expressing the need to go back to our belief system that existed, our Judeo-Christian belief system, which was Puritan, basically, okay? Puritan not having the smarmy, analysis of what is Puritan, but Puritan meaning it's a Judeo-Christian system. You don't do certain things and you behave in certain ways, and these will not work out.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Well, in fact, Dr. Rodney Stark, speaking of the Puritans, and here we're talking about the ones that existed, obviously, in the 1600s and in America and then also in Great Britain, he says, Rodney Stark of Baylor University says in his book, America's Blessings, 2012, that the Puritans had better sex than we realize, and which doesn't, in some ways, that doesn't surprise me, because in the University of Chicago, under their auspices in 1992, they had this huge, massive study about sex in America. They wrote a book about it, and at the end of the day, they actually said the people in the couples in marriage have the best sex life, and then they even said that the best sexual experiences are for quote unquote committed Protestant women, something like that. You know, it was like, what? Yeah, I mean,
absolutely.
I couldn't believe it, but it made sense in terms of the surveys. Mm-hmm. It's like God's rules work, you know, follow it and you'll be happy. But
absolutely.
Yeah.
Jerry, you know, that study was very important because it disproved really everything that Kinsey had said. He had been trying to say the most important thing he wanted to do was to destroy the Judeo-Christian belief system.
Wow.
Now, you know, that's what he said. That was his aim, and he pretty much did it, which is why we have the broken bodies and hearts and souls all over the nation and all over the world, by the way.
Yeah.
Got people who commit themselves to each other, people who are chaste, you know, before they get married. You can trust that your husband or your wife has not been with other people. That means they are not carrying a venereal disease. You can trust what they tell you. They are experiencing their first love with you. You know, now that indeed was what was going on. Even Hefner had his first relationship was with his fiance, and that was only after he read Kinsey and he decided he could do it. You know, I mean, people were living that way in the United States during our heyday when we won World War II. Mm-hmm. Come on. The greatest generation, remember? Mm-hmm. And nobody was shooting anybody. You know, we didn't have these mass shootings. I remember talking to Justice Scalia. He said he used to carry his rifle, you know, with him on the tram, you know, to school. To take part in the shooting, exercises.
Mm-hmm.
people did things easily, well, without having to worry about the assaults from others to any extent. You know, we always there are bad people, Jerry. Come on.
Oh, I agree. We're basically out of time, but thank you so much for joining us, and very interesting. More material can be read, by the way, at Dr. Judith Reisman, reisman.com. Dr. Reisman, thanks so much for being with us. All the best.
Thank you, Jerry.